Joy Tactics.
Brainstorm.
Wow, we hadn't even started rolling and you were doing that.
All right, let me try it again.
Green needle. Brainstorm.
Now, if you listen to that back and you read the words green needle or brainstorm, you see what I'm saying?
I couldn't have less of an idea of what you're talking about right now.
You haven't heard this before, this common online trend?
Yeah. We've heard of it. It's good to see you, bro. It's good to see you.
Anyways, how's the brain injury? You were in a 7-car pileup.
No, that I didn't cause, by the way. Are any tacticians sick like this?
Green needle. Brainstorm.
What is that, Eric?
Green needle. You'll have to explain
it. You guys have never heard this. I like doing it. No, Julio knew it. Julio had heard it. What the hell?
No, he's shaking his head. No.
Are you kidding me? No.
Eric,
I can't believe you guys haven't.
Explain it, man.
Explain it. You can't just say, I can't believe you haven't.
No, I'm
going
to play the original sound is what I'm going
to
do.
Will it help to hear it? Or will we be confused still?
Something tells me we're just going to hear somebody saying green needle and brainstorm, and then we're going to be back to what is this? What does this mean?
All right.
Happy New Year, by the way.
What do you guys hear? What do you hear? Green needle or brainstorm?
Green needle.
So this is a Laurel
Yanny. Green needle.
Brainstorm.
Green needle every time.
No, it's the same exact sound.
I hear it switch off.
Well, that's what's interesting. It's the exact same sound, Jack. Isn't that interesting how your brain works?
That would be interesting to me if I didn't already go through Laurel and Yanny, if I didn't already go through the blue dress and the gold dress.
Well, we already been generation.
You guys forget I'm younger than you guys, and so I get references all the time that you guys go right over your heads. I'm known to fucking talk about this shit.
Congrats on graduating college, Eric. I know
Laurel.
The last couple weeks it was a long journey, but you know
it was a winter graduation. It was over Zoom.
6 years.
Yeah. Well, it's all good. It was Missoula State.
Creative writing degree. 6 years.
33 living in the dorms.
We need to infiltrate the creative writing departments of this country and get shit fucking started up again. Get writing back.
It's not creative enough. I'll tell you what they're not doing. They're not inventing new letters. That seems like creative writing to me.
I couldn't agree more. Creative writing. But it should be called the way that they do it. Creative storytelling, maybe. Creative book writing. They're not writing creatively. I don't see somebody taking a pencil to the back of
their
head.
Like typing strangely, you know, with their fingers.
That's what I'm agreeing with.
Using attaching like a stick to each finger and then using it. I don't know. That's creative.
Now that's how the aliens think.
But that's creative. Hell yeah. Oh yeah, I like this. So how about this? How normal of a sentence can you write where you look at the piece of paper and you would never fucking guess how creatively it was written?
Yes.
You see what I'm getting at? Yeah.
Wow.
Now that's 2026. Yeah. Can I say one more thing?
What's that?
Please.
How interesting is it actually to enter the mindset of it being 2026?
It's very interesting.
I'll peel the curtain back. It's actually 2025 when we're recording this, December 29th. But we are basically, you know what I'm saying? Are we supposed to pretend it's 2026 right now? I don't understand.
I'm done pretending.
Okay.
Do you guys think 2026 is about to be a devastating year or the craziest year we've ever had in our lives?
I think statistically maybe both.
Not devastating. There's no way this year is devastating is what I'm feeling.
I think that 2027, like somebody in the subreddit called me the Nostradamus. So I'm about to make another prediction right now. 2026 is going to be the best year. It's going to be like the roaring 20s. You know what I'm saying? and we're going to experience the peak of technology and humanity. It's going to be crazy. Everything.
This is where it peaks. This is where it peaks.
This is where it peaks. And then 2027, we're going to be riding that high. But second quarter, Q2, 2027.
That's when the nightmare decade begins.
That is when stocks markets crash.
Just hold on.
I'm channeling something right now. All right. So you don't. Okay. I can't speak too well. I'm channeling a different sort of energy.
I know. Of course.
So my brain is focusing on that. Stock markets are going to crash. There is going to be the rise of a new technology that's not even AI. It's something else that is going to rock the entire universe. Bring us to our fucking knees.
Universe, quantum computing. Finally. Quantum computing.
Quantum belly dancing.
Once I begin to understand what quantum computing is, and once I can explain that to you guys, your brains are going to fucking melt.
Green needle.
Brain slurpee. Did you guys have a good holidays?
Oh, dude. Actually, it was bussing. It was great. It was crazy. Well, I think it's because usually when we go, it's like I love staying with my parents. Don't get me wrong. But this time we had an Airbnb.
Oh, right? That's what's up.
And I think I already told you guys this, that it was owned by a childhood friend from my Christian school I went to. And I let him know in the messages in Airbnb because I had no idea he owned it. I was like, dude, what's up? Did I already say this? I was like, dude, what's up? It's Eric. All right. And he said back, wow, that's crazy. And then he told me that a guy was coming to fix the hot water.
You got iced out.
I got iced out, but I...
You caught feelings. He's all about his business.
He's all about his fucking... I think I already told that story, but it's really stinging me. But other than... It was really nice to stay at an Airbnb and then go to the holiday function and go home and rest. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Should we do one episode, old stories only? Dude, repeats. One time in fucking... I've never told a story on here.
I feel like that's kind of every episode. Like we're just, what's the story? Just comment in below that you're like, if you say this story one more time, like I'm going to fucking like, I'm going to just delete my subscription. Like, what are you sick of that you've heard us say over and over again? Let us know in the comment section.
Do either of you feel like I've told stories in person multiple times? Do I do that?
I mean, it's just like you can't help it. Like
I can't help it because my stories are all so BFF. Vivid.
So
right.
exactly. I wish I had more. I need to start creating more stories. You know what I'm saying?
Manufacturing
them.
This is what 2026 is about, right? Because we had the COVID years, right? We had our youth before that. Now it's time to start making new memories, isn't it? In it. Now it's time to
I don't want stories or memories. I want new experiences, but I want to forget them immediately.
So you want to come to my pleasure chamber.
You want Alzheimer's?
It makes you forget.
Okay.
The Alzheimer's pleasure chamber?
The Alzheimer's.
I do like that.
We can make both of that, all that shit happen. But I do want new memories. Going into 2026, I want to have some new stories. Yo, this really fucked up thing happened. But I was with my two best friends and we were in China. And let me tell you about it.
And it was May. So we do Cinco de Mayo, Cinco de China. You know what I'm saying?
Cinco de Mayo in China? We have to go find a Chinese Mexican bar celebrating. Oh, not until. Well, dude, I just watched a CNBC Making It series, little series on people starting new businesses, maybe even becoming expats and moving to different countries. There was a white guy, an American white guy, who moved to India 8 years ago and started a giant burrito company. And he's making like $500,000 a year. Damn, the mini Diet Coke
comes
into the picture. But in India, bro, $500,000 off of having a burrito franchise. Imagine. That's what we need to be doing. That's what we need to be doing.
$500,000 for one fucking burrito?
Whoa. Now slow down there, horsey. That was only but a teaser. Just a little taste of what I can only assume is one of the most fire podcast episodes ever recorded. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics now to unlock this crazy ass fucking episode while simultaneously getting in at the ground floor of an exclusive community of like-minded individuals using positivity to change the world. Cheers.